Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, Ilana Europa Monday. Hey! I love my studio. What a day today. 90s in LA. That's crazy. It's so hot. I don't like so much very hot weather, but still is May. And what is exciting today? What is exciting? Traffic was not bad on my side. Then driving was very pleasurable. But my guests were a little bit complaining that they had an unusual long trip to the radio. And what is so exciting that not only they are visiting mostly Los Angeles, except one guest who is the main guest. Beautiful young actor from Canada. And I had a pleasure to know him right now more and more. And I would also would love to help him to just get discovered faster than later, because I think this gentleman has everything what Hollywood needs. Not only he's handsome, I know that being great-looking gentleman is something that God gives you, and then you say, hey, happened to me. But on another hand, he has something beautiful about him. Like, we call this old soul. You look at his face and you forget how young he is. I will be talking a little bit more, and we'll be introducing everybody to our listeners. And I think I will have an honor to start with mother of our guest. Okay, what is your name?
Natalie.
Natalie?
Pigeon.
That's unusual name, and it's very Frenchy. And what does this mean if you translate?
Natalie Pigeon.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what really this means. Okay, Natalie, you are here for past 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months, and you flew from?
Sept-Îles, that's in Quebec, but 7 hours away from Quebec in car.
Okay, you know, it's not too often I have parents. I have, and I love that. I really, really believe that people who have an accent, people who are coming from another country to Los Angeles or to America to just pursue their dreams, or just they live here and they do very, very good for themselves. You know, I think that very, very important is to have a support of parents. Yeah. If they are young and they just decided to make this leap of faith and they say, okay, from this moment on, I leave behind what was me somewhere, and now America is the country that they will be living. But, you know, from mother perspective, I am also mother of two beautiful daughters. Then, like I said, one lives in Belgium and in Poland, and another one is in America. Then it's just tough to not have a contact, day-to-day contact, easy contact with young child. And your son, who we'll need to eventually introduce to our listeners, who is sitting next to Natalie. What is your name?
My name is Yannick Collin. I'm from Canada, yeah. I'm French, French-Canadian. And yeah, I moved here in LA last year in January. And now I'm enjoying all of it.
Yeah, that's also very unusual knowing you, 19 years
yeah,
old gentleman.
19, yeah.
Again, people, please go to my website and just check his picture out. You look a little bit mature for 19.
Yeah, you, I do. Maybe because my little beard.
No.
That helps also. If I shave that, I'll look like probably 16.
Your website, and I post the link to. Yes, your face is just very charming.
Yeah.
And looks the age, but then your newest pictures, and they look much more serious. Mm-hmm. Then I'm hoping it's not a Hollywood that makes you feel much more mature, or maybe the year apart from parents and just trying to become you know, actor, mm-hmm. and fighting all these demons that the young actors have here.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, you have no support here. You need to count on yourself when you are here. That's something probably that makes you mature much, much, much faster.
Yeah, probably. Also, I lost my dad a couple of years ago when I was 16. And that probably helped me a lot with that, getting more maturity out of it. And yeah, I think that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we all can say I'm so sorry, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. My daughter,
yeah.
her daddy didn't die, but mm-hmm. he disappeared
yeah,
4 years ago in a cute way, never came back. Then, you know, she also mourns. Like, she really feels unusually heartbreak because of the situation. And that's what made her mm-hmm. so also mature and beautiful. Too fast, girl. But anyway, we have optimistic also person who is next to you.
Yeah.
And this is like the good news because he's your step.
Exactly.
Father.
My stepdad.
Stepdaddy. And somehow I believe his heart really wants so much good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does want me to work it out here and to succeed.
Yeah, I had
acting.
A pleasure to spend a little lunchtime in with Natasha, my daughter. We had a very, very cool few hours in Calabasas. And I had a pleasure to talk to Daddy. Daddy is understanding English very, very well, but he's mostly Frenchman, speaks beautifully Frenchman, French-speaking gentleman. What is your name?
My name is Carl Thomas.
You know what? You have Matt, I don't know, maybe I don't read you well, but I think you're optimistic.
Yes, I think, Yannick, I can realize the dreams, or his dream. I think that, yeah, truly.
Yeah. Of course. Then you, how long you know him? 2 years? Two?
No, a lot. Like 7
Oh, you were 7 about when you knew.
Yeah,
Carl.
Like a couple, almost 10 years, I think.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
He's been around.
Did you saw him growing up? Yes.
Yes, yes, I see Yannick.
From when he was 10 years old.
Yes,
10 years old.
Approximately 30. No,
13.
When I know the mother, Yannick had 7 years old.
I was 7 years Aww. Old. Yeah.
Yes.
You know that's beautiful because he understands you very, very well.
I guess
you know?
So.
That's okay. Okay, then don't worry. We always can translate. Many times when I speak English, people don't understand me because they have no idea what I mean, and I ask my English-speaking guests, say, hey, can you translate Ilona's thoughts? And then they take, you know, and try to repeat what I said, maybe, and make this clearer for our listeners. This is what Accent On is about. It's really, really to breaking barrier, language barrier. Do not care that we don't have perfect English. But when it comes to acting, oh, Mr. Yannick, that's very important, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get rid of your accent? Do you have tiny little bit here and there? To me, it's mm-hmm. charming. To me, this is what sets you apart a little bit from American perfection, speaking, you know, actors. Do you think this hurts you or this is something that will add coolness to your acting abilities?
You know, it can be both, actually. For some roles, like right now on LA casting and all that, they are mostly looking for American speaking and with the accent from LA and all that. And they don't have a lot of French speaking, but I'm sure I'll develop like a good accent with times. And I have people around me that helps me a lot for that.
So, are you taking special classes for that? Or you just listen and you just, you know, try to repeat?
Yeah, that's probably, yeah, that's mostly what I do. And
so,
I have my girlfriend that helps me a lot. And, yeah, she corrects me with all the words I say wrongly. thank you for that.
But I still believe, I really believe on power of the accent. Mm-hmm. I believe that this is a time
right now.
Give
me a good tool, yeah.
For like few years, the American public and whole world just doesn't care anymore. More cares what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And when we are walking on the street, mostly we hear people who have lots of different accents. And that's what is reality of America. And I think not having this being shown in movies, this is like false representation of what today they is like, mm-hmm. then I think you will perfectly be fine if you want to use your a little bit Frenchy accent or you want to just try to speak perfect English. Mm-hmm. That's probably not a problem. Then, having you only year and a half, yes, in LA?
Yeah, like a year and 4 months.
A year and 4 months.
I'm pretty new, yeah.
You need to give us a little bit understanding what was going on in 8-10 years old mind or head, you know, then in your town, which I would like to also know what is the town like.
Yeah.
Has a lot of people, school. How does, tell me, you were 10 maybe. Let's not start from age of three. Let's start from age of 10. Who you were as a 10 years old boy?
I would say that I had a pretty normal childhood and, you know, growing up with my friends, and I was around my friends all the time because it's a small town.
How small?
30,000 people.
Okay.
That's pretty small, and like everybody knows each other.
And that's good or bad, you think?
That's a good question also. It can be good and it could be bad also. If you need something, there's always somebody that's going to have it. And if you need help with anything, your neighbors or like your neighbors from two streets down, they're going to help you with that. And that's good. But, you know, it's a small town, so everybody knows like something about you that's maybe not always good.
Yeah. You know, but now when we have Facebook and we post everything, the good and bad, then I think sooner or later nobody would care what people really think about us because, you know, you cannot hide anything. And it was always somebody will click something and post something that you don't like it.
Exactly.
But fact is that when it comes to being entertainer and being public figure or young gentleman in Hollywood, you have also some role that you need to stand up to. You know, you can choose the unusual way. Hey, I will be known by doing anything that I want to just get me ahead. Mm-hmm. Or you will do maybe elegant way. And I don't know, but I think you'll be the one who will be thinking 3-4 times always before you will do next step. You are somehow, I think you are a thinker. You are overthinking everything, or you think you are just taking life how it is?
I think I'm taking life how it is. I just go with the flow, as they say. With the flow.
And that's, you are not afraid, not afraid of making decision, not afraid to making wrong decision.
No, I mean, everybody has made wrong decisions in their life, so it's part of life, and you have to live with that.
And that's a very good statement. Yeah. I believe you're right. Because so many people always say, oh, gosh, I don't know, do I need to do or not to tell me? And I always say it's no right or wrong. If people know what is right, nobody will make ever any progress or mistakes. And sometimes making mistake makes you 3 times more think you don't want this or you don't want that, you know. Then, okay, now you are the 15 years old boy. You are probably in high school, yes? Still in the same town?
Yeah, still in the same. I was always in the same town. I didn't move or whatever. And at 15 years old, I was looking for what I wanted to do in life, like my career. And I was not thinking about acting at all and coming to LA at all. I was just I don't know, living life, and that's all pretty much.
Did you like sport? You are pretty tall. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
Everybody listens. He's really gorgeous.
6 feet.
See, he is tall, really great looking, very elegant, very, very charming, charming, charming man. And your eyes are a little sad, but I know they not always are sad because I'm sure you are surrounded by a lot of young people that you make funky stuff and funny stuff. You know, hopefully your life is happy life here. Okay, then you said 15. Do you like sport?
Yeah, I used to play soccer.
Because naturally, you know, with your height, you will think they will be saying, hey, you belong to this sport, that sport.
Yeah.
But soccer is not really that you need to be tall.
I mean, you can be any size you want.
Yes, that's good.
That's a good part. And I was playing a lot of sports when I was young. I was playing badminton, cross country. I was running all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was pretty active. And now I'm a bit less active, and I don't really like that.
Yeah. You are just moving around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Working a lot, yeah.
You need to walk. You need to do stuff. Okay, then 17, probably.
This 17. That's the year I was working all year long because I wanted to move here. I chose to move here around 16, 17. And during, I think it's like 2013, I worked all year long at, it's called Tim Hortons.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Explain, what's that?
It's like a Starbucks, but Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we learned something. Okay.
Yeah. It's everywhere in Canada.
Yeah.
And, yeah, 16, 17.
And then making coffee or just talking to people, one day you decided, no more, that's what I want to do. America!
I dropped school to go to work there because I wanted to come here. So I knew that already before working there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you knew that when it comes to college and stuff like that, you will prefer to studying in America too.
Yeah.
Then, do you remember, Mama, Natalie, do you remember the day that your beautiful son, Yannick, came to you, Yannick Collin? Could you tell again how you will say your name one more time?
Yannick Collin.
Could you give... great. Could you give a spelling?
Yeah, Yannick is Y-A-N-N-I-K, and Collin is C-O-L-L-I-N.
Beautiful. And do you remember this day when Yannick came to you and said, Mama, I'm so sorry. World is calling me. Yeah. I need to fly to LA.
Yeah, I remember that day.
You do?
Of course she does. Mm-hmm.
And okay, because
I was traumatized.
Because this is your one son, yes?
Yeah.
One baby?
Yeah, I have one son and I have a big girl.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Big sister.
You have a sister?
Yeah.
Yes, a sister.
Oh,
24
now I feel...
years old.
Oh, come on. That's great. And you're not one single. That's,
no.
You had daughter with you. But still, he was 17 years old and said, now...
Yeah. He announced me before he was going to college. And he announced me after Christmas that he didn't want to continue in college because he wanted to come in L.A. for acting school. And the only thing that came in my mind was, you're not going there. It's too far from Canada.
Why not Canada? Why do you... Then we'll ask Yannick why he chose to, that's so unusually courage, you know, have the courage and dream this way and just say, no. Everything is happening in Canada. They're filming everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's cheaper, it's better, or whatever. Something's great about Canada that people like to film there.
Yeah.
But you prefer to learn here. Why not Canada?
First of all, I would say that my mom didn't say that, but she cried a lot.
We will come back to it.
Yeah. She didn't say that, but yeah. I had to say it. And why LA? I mean, everything happens here, you know, all the studios and all that, and the schools. And I was choosing between New York and LA. I just went with LA because, I mean...
You didn't know anybody here.
No. Well, I knew... I have a friend here. He's from Quebec also.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor. He's doing very great right now. And he introduced me to the school and all of it. So, yeah, he helped me a lot.
Oh, that's very important.
Yeah.
Very important for every friend who has something and knows something more than somebody who one day wants the same. Just don't hide this information. Just like Yannick,
mm-hmm.
his friend told him, you can choose the school.
Yeah.
You can choose Santa Monica. You can be in International School of Acting. You can get your visa.
My visa, yeah.
which gives you a right to fight for a job here, for 1 year only.
Exactly.
After schooling. Then everybody, again, run to my page, Accent On, and please just see the pictures, go to his website, and just check Yannick talent, because you have a few things that you already did, and you are creating more and more for people to see. But you are still, I'm repeating, he's 19 years old. 19 years old, very, very talented gentleman, and like I said, really, really great looking man.
He's then, okay.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, in Hollywood, it's good to have.
Yeah.
Good to have all. You always can look ugly if somebody decides.
That is true.
To make you ugly.
Yeah.
You gain 50 pounds, like a lot of beautiful actors who need to win then Oscars because they just decided.
Eat
them
donuts.
Eat donuts. And you know, it's just whatever life brings. But for right now, I think you bring little Euro look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Canadian, European look. You have ability of speaking both languages. Then you are courage enough to take life in your own hands and just make it happen for the last year and a half. Now you have only 1 year.
Yeah.
And you need to find a job because what will happen if the 1 year pass?
Basically, I'll just go back to Canada because I need to get my work visa. And that's the hardest part, I would say.
Yes. And what do you need to get a work visa?
I would say I need more credits and like probably a big gig to be able to show that I'm actually working and doing stuff here, and I'm actually serious about acting.
Okay, then everybody who listens, who knows anybody who is in the film industry or any entertainment industry, I really think he can do all. And for every young actor, they can do and they want to do almost everything what this business can ask them to do when it comes to acting or performing. He will be great, even as a model, you know?
Yeah.
May I say like that?
I get, yeah.
I remember one of the first links that I sent it to you because I caught this commercial on TV. That was for bridal clothes, because anybody who puts you in a great suit and you can pretend that you are the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, groom, all brides will run after, you know, buying for the grooms the clothes that you will be showing. But yes, you really can look great. And I think anybody who has great clothing company and needs really tall and great-looking gentleman, I think you'll do the part very, very well.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll do it. I know also I was trying to get you into rap a little bit.
Yeah, that's correct.
That was a cute challenge for you.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
Yeah, because I was teaching performing, and you and few of your friends, some of them had great voices, and
yeah,
they working with me. Some of them just like to sing, and they, I think, opened themselves up to possibilities one day that they will be not afraid to have microphone. Your singing is like, this is not what really you like to do. But I always say, I know one day if somebody says, okay, man, $1 million, you better sing something. If not, I'm not giving you this role. What you will say? I'm not singing, or you will try to get this role and make yourself to be available to any part of singing. That's what really is to be ready for whatever life brings, you know. Then I was thinking with your look, with a very modern look, as you have, then probably rap is something naturally that maybe you like. And then you said, what did you rap? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a song of Machine Gun Kelly. It's called Every Day. It's his new album.
And can I be bad and ask you for a few lines with your voice
that?
Okay, go for it.
I don't remember the lines.
Okay, you can create one. Oh, I can give you 5 seconds.
Just put it on the spot right now.
Yeah, I know. I can. you don't need to, but I will play some music if you want, because we can hear you talking.
Yeah.
And your way of rapping was cool. I think cool. It was very elegant, but also street.
Mm-hmm.
Then different. Then whatever the guy is that you maybe try to rap similar to him.
Yeah.
I didn't know this artist before. You were doing a great job. I believed you when you were doing that. Then I still believe one day you'll be in a studio and you'll be rapping to one of friends, who great singers who are recording with me. And we'll put you together with my artist. Okay, for right now, we'll take maybe a little bit break. You know my daughter, Natasha Miraja.
Of course, yeah.
Natasha Mira, that's her official name when it comes to singing. Then maybe we'll play something. And young people like you, Natasha was 19, I think, when she or 20, when she recorded the song with another friend of hers from USC, Kid Genius. They're amazing together. They co-wrote the song. And
yeah, she has a great voice.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Surprised.
Yeah, you know what? And she sings amazingly, but now she's more into business of filmmaking and branding and whatever. She took her career different direction. And as a mother, which I'll talk to you, Natalie, I had no idea. Because I always thought singing is what she wants to do. And I don't give up as a mother. You know, with every mother, if child has a talent, we are pushing them into this direction too. Okay, then Natasha Mira. And Kid Genius, The Way You Are.
That one day I'd need to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried but I've lost all my control. In the shadows the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you can leave me, and in the end there's nothing left to say? Tell
heart that I couldn't say. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Believe me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Couldn't love me the way I am. To say I'm fine, that would be lies. I see you something.
I don't know how to describe the mother pride when you listen to your own child and know the beautiful gentleman that she was writing, co-writing and recording the song. The song is amazing. Obviously, she has a lot of songs that she's right now working on and recorded from age when she was 7, when she decided she doesn't want to be a singer. And I was the mother who, of course, honey, you need to go to studio. You need to, you have opportunity, you have opportunity, sweetie, you are 7. And she had lips. She was thinking sometimes she was 6. You know, she was just, I have a precious recording of the child who didn't even perfectly speak English, like it was this funky,
really,
you know. You know, and then now, 21, and this child is just doing so, so well. Then having you, Natalie, with your son in a studio, Yannick, and having stepdad who, his heart is in the right place, and they both are looking with these loving eyes. Really, they wish you so, so well. And seeing that you really are doing life your way, you just decided what you wanted to do in age of 17, they let you do it. And I know we'll talk a little bit more, because it's not like, okay, honey, I buy you a ticket and you fly to America and see what's happened. Still, I know somebody's paying for school, somebody's paying for your food. Now you are getting jobs here and there. It will be more and more. You'll be slowly, you know, supporting yourself here. But that's what good parents do. They give children wings to fly instead of keeping them, you know, close to the body. Then I'm so happy for you, Natalie, because I know when you look in this gorgeous, beautiful human being,
call
your son, you know, he is doing his life his way, and he dreams big.
Really big.
And dreaming big is very important in this business. Doesn't matter for all of us, and I'm much older, I'm dreaming still, I'll be playing, I always play my music, I'm doing so well in so many ways that I never ever thought that I would be having possibilities in my age. I thought I'll never sing again, you know, I will never compose, nobody will want to write with me, because age, nobody cares about anything right now. If you deliver goods and you want to work hard, you will find people who want to work with you. And I am, like, for all of my students that I'm developing, all my artists that, you know, they are doing so, so well, who are coming out of my studio, they are amazing. 2.5 years, these children or young people are on the radio, they are doing interviews, they are fighting for the agents, for agent. They do their dream, and parents are there sitting on my couch watching me training this sometimes 10-year-old children, and now they are 14, 15. You know what? It takes time for artistry. This is not like God give it to you, go. No. It's every second person on the street in LA dreams about the same dream, but some of them will make it. And I think who is making, who never gives up. Yeah. And who is stronger about this own dreams, you know? But this, the, like I say, protection and just parents to be there for them every time when they need something. Sorry, we are parents. We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to do that. I gave you enough time for rap. Did you find the lyrics for the rap?
Oh, I had to check. Oh, I had to check for that.
I was hoping that you were like looking into the phone to finding the words.
Oh, no, I was.
What, you were like listening to Natasha singing?
Yeah.
That's all what you were doing?
Of course.
No, remember, I gave you the goal. Yeah, I think so. I can do it. Until I make you uncomfortable, you don't need to. But really, this is Hollywood. People say do it. You're like, yeah, what do you want? Yeah, cool, I do it. You know, you don't need to do it. Are you going with that?
Well,
okay, let's have.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. I love you. Let's do it. You were very good. I know you didn't do for 3 months. You didn't rap. You're good. Just let's do it.
Can I have like a beat or something? That'd be pretty helpful.
Okay, beat for yourself. Make beat.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Tempo. I don't know your tempo.
All right, I'll just do a little bit of a song. Oh. Right, not too long, because, you know.
Okay. Good. Close the mic.
This verse for my people on the grind. Going sleep at 2, clocking in and out. Trying to go to school, that's why you are the job. Ask me what to do when you're reaching for the stars. Everybody's scared of a little change, that's why I'm looking out for a little change. You should never be ashamed, a little fame. Even Bill Gates back then had a little name. I'm just saying, y'all know what it's like when the lights got off. Go off in the condo, need a break from the bullshit pronto. Spending last check on a trip to Chicago and see your favorite band in on the stage again in your favorite show that you made for them. They play the song you sang with them because music heals the soul. And that moment's there, so take it in before you're back in that place again. In the uniform that you hate again, man, there's freedom for the world. And now
very,
like the,
very good. I know that in the beginning, because there's so many words, and you had little tongue twists because you didn't read this before. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you were very, very good, because I put you on the spot, and that's really not easy. And you did it. I love it. And after the first 20 seconds, you even yourself out. And if I can be the coach right now and the teacher, do the 4, 5, or 6 line one more time. Go.
This verse for my people on the grind. Going sleep at 2, clocking in and out. Trying to go to school, that's why you at the job. Ask me what to do when you're reaching for the stars. Jump. And now it's
woohoo! And it's perfect ending. These lyrics were very, very cool. Jump and reach for the stars. And that's what I wanted you to say.
This part, he raps very, very fast, so I can't really pronounce all these words.
Doesn't matter. If you repeat 20 times, you will do a very good job.
Yeah, of course.
It's nothing that you cannot do. And I know it. I had you as a student. You are a very talented gentleman.
Okay,
now, you cried and cried, mother.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then you packed him.
I packed him.
How did you pack him for whole year? Oh, it was like for first 1 month. What did he say to you? Mommy, I know it's school. Mommy, I need the money. Mommy, I need this and that. I don't know where I will be living. Or he had a place that...
Mommy didn't leave him go alone.
I came here.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That was the condition. If he was coming alone, he would not come.
Did you ever been in LA?
No, not at all.
No, we've never been to LA before. We came here for the first time and we just moved here.
Okay, let's say.
Mommy art is broken.
Oh.
Okay. What did you say?
I bring the Kleenex box, mommy, for a.
Yeah.
The tears.
I think he was on my side more than my mom. He was. Mm. I think he was more on my side.
So. Thank you,
mommy. No, my baby, don't go to California.
Yeah.
Daddy, tell mother. Yeah, mommy.
Let him go.
Baby, go in California.
You're great. Right.
It's the dream, the baby.
But even
go.
You allowed in a cute way your wife to spend 3 months right now, also in LA.
Yeah, she's enjoying the sun.
My gosh, your suntan is so beautiful. But the fact is, what understanding, you know, because I know you both have a beautiful relationship, and not having her for 3 months, you know, probably lonely in Canada a little bit. Yes. Are you lonely when she's in LA? Yeah, you can translate. I want to hear your French. You can talk to
let's say they talk French
to each other.
Est-ce que tu te sens seul quand tu es à la maison tout seul pendant 3 mois?
It's not easy for the daddy because I must to clean the house and make the dinner and
wash the dishes.
It's not easy.
You know, I hope we have 5 seconds of time a little bit later to just describe and tell what both of you are doing and what your past, because not you had anything to do with music.
No, at all.
That's what is amazing. Or acting, you know, then where this come from? The same, my parents, they were very beautiful, simple people. And I always wanted to sing. Then they had no idea how to get me there. They just got me to the school that, you know, people decided in school that I have some talent when I was 7 and put me on a violin. Oof, that was tough, you know. And I played for 7 years. I was so happy to stop playing after 7 years and just moving into singing and, you know, studying and finishing my degree in music academy as a singer. Then, you know, it was a long, long time. And they were like, where this came from, poor child. And they had no idea what I will do next. And I was flying all around the world. I was just Mongolia, you know, England, Germany, 7 months, 8 months, this band I never met before, anybody with people that I was singing with. I was just 20-something, and I had a child already because I was 18 when I had my first child. Oh, my gosh, where this, I don't know where, how did I do that? I don't know till this day. I know only that when drive is, because God or whoever gave it to us, we just need to do it, and we need parents so much to say, honey, you please be careful, but do life your way if that's what you want. Okay, but now he is for a year and a half. You are here for 3 months. You brought him here with you, yes? And how long did you stay with Yannick?
The first time I stayed 2 months, time to because we were living at friend's house. Well, friends, we didn't know them when we moved here, but they accepted to keep us for about a month. And we found an apartment, and that's when I started.
Did you share an apartment, or there was
no? I live alone.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Mommy.
Woohoo! It's a time for Mommy and Daddy to go to Canada because Yannick is very.
He wants to be alone.
I do. I mean, I just want to do my things alone and like be in the same state of mind that I would be if I was like working here and by myself.
You mean focus? You trust. Yeah. I'm sure. And I think when he will be back in Canada right now and be with you and mother and stepdad always in a room, and you'll be like, come on, man, do something with your life. That we need a focus. You are right. Yeah. The entertainment, that the, you know, things are passing you by. Yeah. He has only 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year.
It's a deadline, so
it's a deadline, and I know you are moving like some of your friends, not most, by buses, by metro, to audition. It's not easy.
No,
it's not easy to find a car because it costs money, but it's not easy also to and not so safe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you feel safe in LA?
I mean, in the bus and during the day, I don't really mind it.
But sometimes you'll be needing to go back at 10 at night, 11.
Well, sometimes if I see it's not too far from my place, I call an Uber or like Lyft.
Yeah.
That's not too expensive also, but I usually take the bus and the metro.
That we have this Uber right now.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah,
totally.
Now, all what we can wish you right now to get a more and more job, because the next step would be to get agent. That's what you're looking for?
Yeah. But yeah, basically an agent or manager, like Natasha said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and roles here and there and yeah, more work. Always
again,
more work.
Again, if somebody listens to this wonderful interview with Yannick and wants to send us a little bit note, please go to Facebook, to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Accent On, you can find radio, LA Talk Radio, and just write to us. You never know. People listening is a pretty well listened show and downloaded. And who knows, maybe somebody has an idea how to help Yannick to get discovered much, much faster. He will do his in his own pace. But still, if somebody has some idea and has some, you know, help.
Yeah, anything.
We would love to. Yes, we would love. We are open for great ideas. That's for sure. Okay, then because this is like a family little show, then obviously you knew me as a teacher.
Yeah, yeah,
I never really sang in front of students. But yeah, I think I'm a pretty cool one, a special songwriter, and now sing. Mm-hmm. Too. Then let's listen something of your, you know, Ilona Europa, your teacher.
Of course.
And easy come, easy go. That's the motto of my life. I don't like this. When I wrote this song, I never thought that my life really will be like that. Easy come, easy go. Everything I'm losing, gaining, losing. I want stability, and that's what I'm fighting for right now. But still, life is about getting and losing
yeah.
and getting.
Right.
Easy come, easy go. But this is really love song, and losing love, no good, people. No good. Okay.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway, is it come, is it go, is it come, is it go? You said about love, love.
America, for letting people with an accent sing, compose, and act, and just feel like we are part of this beautiful country. And I know that Yannick, you are here to stay.
Yeah.
Yes. And obvious, this is your year and a half. You have one more year visa. We need to get you a job. You need to work so hard, running around and looking for contacts and face-to-face meetings. That's what you'll be doing. Today you got your beautiful suit for the first time.
Yeah, I got my first suit today.
Woo, you're ready for auditioning and just interviews.
Yeah, anything actually.
Oh my gosh.
It's always good to have.
You need to send us the picture and then we'll post.
I will.
Okay? Because that's, of course, we need to post it. But everybody, every artist needs also financial support, like I said. And my radio, I will say I didn't ask a lot to help me to pay for some shows that I'm doing, but some people are very, very sweet to me and let me just sometimes, you know, they give open arms and they say, okay, you're doing good job and we want you to stay on the air longer and longer. Then right now I'm so, so happy because Polem, this is an institution, a financial institution that really cares about artists and helps a lot of people with an accent to open a good account with them, and they are very, very unusual. We created a commercial for them. It's very, very short, but very elegant. And I think everybody who has an accent, any person who wants to talk to a financial institution who gives you great, great break, you need to contact Polem.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polem Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polem accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polem is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polem.org. Polem Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Okay, very, very, very pleasant music, and I think I need to mention that was done by bensound.com, and we would like to say thank you for the music. Okay, if people want to contact you, Yannick, could you give us one more time your website and the way how we can connect with you?
Well, you can contact me on Facebook. My name is Yannick Collin, YannickCollin, and my website is yannickcollin.com. You can contact me pretty much everywhere.
And everybody can go also to Accent On, which I post links for his website. If somebody wants to write something for Ilona Europa, I would love to be helpful and watch over him growing fast in this business. And we can prove it that he has a place and probably future in this business. Again, Mama. Tell us, because you are not a singer, you are not a songwriter, you are not an actor, you are not a model, you are not, you are, or what you are doing?
A nurse.
You are very important for all of us. You are a nurse.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I had a few funky situations from January. I was a lot in hospital for whatever reasons, not because of me, but I had an issue with a lot of people that I love. But this having nurse, the right nurse, can make you or break you in time when you are sick. The right nurse can make everything so much better when you are sick.
Okay.
And, you know, you are in the hospitals and they are gorgeous and beautiful and doctors are amazing coming, going. But who is there every second, you know, when we need nurse, they are there. And I had a pleasure to meet a few of them in Los Robles. They were what a hospital, what a amazing ladies who are working there. They never sleep. Did you sleep ever?
Not a lot. Usually we would do a lot of 16-hour shifts because there were too many people missing. So, but, I mean, if you loved what you do.
How many years did you work?
28.
Wow.
Yeah.
We love you. Thank you so much for your job. And what you are doing, what you are doing still?
Travail.
In Canada, yeah.
I work in the security. I'm a security guard in the prison, the federal maximum in Canada.
This is so cool and scary and ready for filmmaking.
I think I like my job. Yeah,
You know, you are a tough man.
I think the character changed. The mother of Yannick, I think that.
And, yeah, really?
Yeah.
I think it's important for the in the life, in general life, in my if for me,
yeah,
to change my personality for make this job and.
Do you
nothing
you need to be tough? We know that this job requires being very aware and tough.
Yes.
You need it to be. This is your life equally to unusual, when dangerous people.
When the door it's difficult for the personality in the head and the body in general, for when the door is closed on area
behind you,
behind you,
in a prison.
Easy. It's not easy.
Oh, my gosh. This is like another show. I would not mind when you'll be back here to talk to you about that. That's a very serious and very unusual world that most people don't want to know sometimes. But still, we know how much we are afraid of criminal world. And somebody like you need to make this, peaceful in a prison. You are watching over safety of prisoners and probably your safety.
Yeah,
you know, that's so dangerous.
Save the population, I think, and it's very hard for the stress inside.
How you can be? Because I see you are optimistic, and I could be the Natalie brought back your optimism to you, and it will be the sweetest things what woman can give to man, allowed him to smile. You are in a dangerous world, and probably so stressful. So stressful. Then we can only say I admire you too.
I think it's because it's this reason, the stress, the people changed the in this job.
Yeah.
I think that.
I'm calmer.
Yeah.
Calmer.
That's amazing that you both met.
It's important. When I come here, I see the ocean and I said, Mama, relax, just relax, don't speak me.
Beautiful.
Just relax.
You need this relax.
Sing the people on the...
How many years you are working? How many years?
Presently is 10 years.
Oh, gosh.
10 years.
I love you people.
Yes.
I'm so thankful to have you this time with
you
all
so
of
much.
You. I believe we all will be back in the studio. Whenever you are back to visit Yannick, we'll have another visit and another update. I'll get Yannick to studio. He raps something. We'll find a way. We'll pair him with some artists. Just that he has also demo, and hopefully he'll have videos and a little bit much more. You know,
I hope so.
Because you have no time, people. That's what I'm saying. These people have 1 year to set themselves up here.
It's
stressful. You know, everything is stress in life. I don't know anymore how to not be not stressed.
There's too many things that stresses you.
And we want. You know, we want what? We'd be happy and do what we like to do. Is this a lot to ask? No, people, then if anybody has any idea how to help Yannick and get him a good job in this beautiful industry, Hollywood industry, we love artists. Ilona Europa is crazy about talented people, and Yannick is one of them. Then thank you so much today for listening, and I will be seeing you next, listening to you, and you will listen to me next week, okay? Thank you, and good night.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.